Hey, y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast, this mini series that I'm doing as we are launching Living Fully, the book. So, you know, years and years ago, whenever I started this podcast, it was kind of my first parlay into living fully beyond just being a lifestyle influencer. And this podcast has brought me and you guys to us to a lot of amazing places, including writing a book about all things living fully. So I thought it was appropriate to do these little mini topics pre-launch, post-launch of the book. And the one that I'm talking to you guys about today is one that has always been very near and dear to my heart. It was an early obsession of my family, and it is in my own life too. And it's a word that you probably hear a lot. That is legacy. But I'm going to talk to you about legacy in a little bit of a different way today. And I'm going to share an excerpt of the book in a chapter that I wrote about legacy. Because I believe that by exchanging the belief that a legacy is something we leave behind for the truth that we are living it right here and now, today, we can really step into our ability to live fully. And I do believe that a lot of times, all it takes is a shift in perspective to really bring something into fruition, to really make it something that can work for you when you're trying to live a bigger life. And legacy is one of those things. So I think a lot of people think about legacy, but maybe they think about legacy if they've had someone close to them die and they're thinking about the legacy that they left behind. Or maybe you think about legacy towards the end of your life, like during your retirement, and you think, you know, what are the things that I'm leaving to my children? What are the things that I want to be remembered for? But I want you to shift your perspective, no matter your age, no matter your life circumstance, to thinking of legacy as something that you're living out every day. Because shifting that perspective was something that really helped me to really step into what I feel is my living legacy now. And living in this thing that I like to call legacy mode. So I think of myself living out my everyday life and making my decisions and being a mom to my kids or a wife or a business person in the space that you guys see if you follow me on social media as a person that's living in legacy mode. I want to think about my legacy every single day. I want to make decisions based on that and I want to act like that in the world. But if you only think about your legacy at the end of your life, I think you're wasting some precious, valuable time. So let's talk a little bit about legacy. And I want to start out by reading an excerpt from my book. So if you guys have the books in your hand, which this podcast is coming out post-launch, I just want to say first off, thank you. There's nothing that you could do that would mean more than buying my book. It was a really vulnerable experience writing this book for me, and one that even like launch week, I was not regretting, but like you just get really nervous and you just worry that people wanted the former version of you and that they're not going to accept you when you tell them all the, when you introduce them to the Halloween decoration closet of skeletons. So I appreciate people's response and feedback and just openness to even cracking this book open and it being a part of your life. That is just, there's nothing that I'm more grateful for. So if you have the book, it's chapter 5, and the chapter is called Living in Legacy Mode. And if you've read the book, you know that this is the chapter where I went to this family retreat. So I have this kind of funny family that is just, it's always been obsessed with legacy and teaching us as kids about how important it was to consider our legacy and live out our lives thinking about it now, not at the end of our lives, but now. So it's something that's really been ingrained in me for a long time. So in my book, I'm talking about, I was coming from treatment, the treatment center that I was in, to my family retreat. And I'm seeing my family members for the first time since I've been in this program. And I was faced with the task of standing up in front of my entire family and explaining to them what I was going through and what it was that I was experiencing, telling them a little bit of the behind the scenes story of what got me into treatment, of what I was doing in treatment to get through it. And just for the first time, opening up and being vulnerable. And if you haven't read this chapter in the book, you may not know about my family, but my family, they share a lot of stories. We are a family of storytellers. But this was the first time that I can remember in a long time hearing a lot of stories in my family about a story like this. I was in the middle of my journey. I was not triumphant on the other side. I was very much in the middle. And it's hard to share a story in the middle. Sometimes you don't know like what your story is. You don't even know what to think. However, I do think, and I saw in my story, that there's power in that. And I wanted to share a little bit of that chapter, a couple excerpts from it before I continue this conversation on legacy. So this is from chapter 5, Living in Legacy Mode. When we think about the word legacy, we usually think about something we leave behind after we die. It's something that gets engraved on our tombstone. But what I learned from my family and what I've seen with my own eyes is that we can live our daily lives with our legacy in mind. The way we choose to live our days on this earth can be an inspiration to others in the present, not just after we're gone. By exchanging the belief that a legacy is something we leave behind for the truth that we're living it right here and now, we step into our ability to live fully. Many times at our family meetings, we were asked by the speaker to share what we felt our individual legacies would be. We wrote letters to ourselves, decorated bourbon barrels, wrote mission statements. One weekend we call Legacy Weekend. We were to depict our legacy on a wooden circle to present to the group. I decorated mine with a forest of white trees and a path that cut through them. At the end of my path was a flame with a light shining all around it. I wanted my legacy to be one of light, of spreading a message, of sharing my own journey through the forest that led to the brightest life. As other family members share their legacy statements, we were carving into our minds the things we wanted for our lives and at the same time, accepting the responsibility of helping guide one another toward our goals. You see, we're a family that doesn't leave a member behind when they fall. We go after the lost sheep. That is an excerpt from that book, and it's one that's really important in discussing a topic like legacy, because so many times in our lives, we think that, you know, we've got until the end of our lives to make an impact on people. Or we think maybe when we're in the middle of something that we know is going to be a moment of adversity or something in our lives that is going to be really tough for us, we think we can't live our legacy out in this mode because you need to be on the other side of it. You need to be triumphant, or you need to have a really shiny story to tell. And what I learned in my own life, and as I was sharing this, I remember like as I was sharing this, almost in the middle of me standing up there in front of my entire family and sharing this experience from this place, I realized that like that was my legacy. I realized there was so much that we've been taught our entire life about, you know, this is your legacy. These are the people that we are. Like, you know, we pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and we overcome. But what I realized about my own legacy in that moment, and that was truly me living out my legacy, was I felt like my legacy was born then. I felt like sharing the story and the vulnerability, and especially me, like coming from a place of always being the achiever and the one that always shared the stories from just being on top of the mountain, that a new piece of my legacy was born in showing this vulnerability to my family for the first time. A family of winners and a family that, like I said, we always shared a certain type of story. And this was the first version of this type of story that I feel like anyone had shared. And I realized that I wanted to live that way. I wanted to live in what I call and talked about at the beginning of this podcast. I wanted to live in legacy mode. I wanted to shine a light and share my legacy in the day to day and be a person that lived the legacy that I wanted to be remembered for during my life. And in this podcast and in all of these mini series podcasts, I like to introduce this subject. I hope that you'll pick up the book and read it and that you'll consider your own legacy. But I also want to give solutions and points that I feel like you can take away from this. I never want to be a teacher. I literally, like if you read the book, I share these stories of my life and I share the lessons and the things that I experienced and I just want my story to maybe shine a light for you or jog your mind of something that maybe you need to work through or just be an example of somebody that's made it through to the other side. So this is just that. So just take this these solutions as ones that have worked in my own life when I feel like I need to consider my legacy as more of a, as something just more front and center in my life. So one thing that helps me is to shift the belief that a legacy is something we leave behind when we die to something we're living in the present. I've already said that twice on this podcast, but it's so important I'm saying it a third time. A second thing is reflect on how people act and react when you walk in a room. I think that sometimes we're like, what? Legacy? Like, I don't even think about this. You know, I've heard this word thrown around, but if you want to know how you're living out your legacy in the day-to-day, I think that an easy way to determine that is how people act and react to you in your everyday life. I think that's really telling. Do people come to you when they have problems, or do people light up when you walk into a room? I think that there are a lot of ways that you can see how people can see you living out your life in the day-to-day. I think a third thing too that really helps, if you're like, I don't even know the person that I want to be, what is legacy mode? Like, I need some ideas. I think that you can think about the people that you admire in your own life, and you can think about the things that they bring to the table. Like, why do you admire this person? What are the characteristics and the things about them that make them a person that you light up when they walk into the room? Think about these traits. What are these qualities and these traits of this person? What is it that you love in them? And then think about, what would that look like to bring a little bit more of that into your life? That's a powerful thing for me. I always think of my grandparents. I think of a lot of my family members or just people that I admire. And I think that's the reason that I love this person. Like, how can I bring more of that to the people around me? And then fourth, really consider, what do you want to be remembered for? And you see, if you've read my own story, I used to want to be remembered for a lot of titles and achievements. And I wanted to be remembered for the person that wore the sash and crown and won the reality show and was valedictorian of the class. Like, I used to be just super obsessed and concerned with all of these things that I'd stacked in front of me to make people feel like they, to make me feel like people love and want to be around me. That's what I used to want to be remembered for. And that shifted for me in my life, going through what I went through. And now I want to be remembered as a person that is there for other people. I want to be remembered as an amazing present mother, no matter how much I have going on. I want to be remembered as a person that was an amazing spouse and always put my relationship first, regardless of what life events were going down. I want to be remembered as an influencer that didn't just share the shiny parts and the polished parts of my story, but as one that really pulled the curtains open finally and showed the behind the scenes story. And the list goes on. And they change too, because I consider this a lot. But what I want you to do when you put your, when you turn off your car or take out your earbuds or however you're listening to this podcast, I want you to just consider that. I want you to consider your legacy. And also, I know maybe you don't come from a family like I do. Maybe you've never even heard anyone talk about considering your legacy. And I understand, too, that there are people in this world that don't want to carry on the legacies of their family. And that's for good reason, and I understand that. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I want to challenge you to think of yourself as like the trunk of your family tree. Think of yourself as the person that is beginning this new legacy, that's bringing these amazing traits and qualities and just this amazing life to the people around you, and that's moving in a new direction, that you are, you know, that first branch of your family tree or trunk or however, wherever the tree starts. So I want you to consider your legacy over and over. I want you to think about living every single day in legacy mode and with your legacy in mind. And I want you to also remember, because we all go down the roads that we don't want to go down. And maybe there are days where we feel like, oh, I don't want anyone to remember this day or how I acted this day or the decisions that I made. I want you to remember that tomorrow is a new day, and that you have, you know, even you considering things like this early in your life versus the end of your life, like every single day that you spare doing that is amazing. So I'm very passionate about this topic because it's one of the, you know, 15 to 20 that I included in the book. And it was one of the first ones that I knew I wanted to include. So I knew that I wanted to do one of these four mini podcasts on this. And I want to keep these short because I really want you to turn this off and then consider this on your own. So thank you so much for listening to this today. Thank you for purchasing the book and posting and all of the things that you guys have done. And I hope that these mini podcasts are a little bit of an extension of the book for you guys. I really enjoy talking about the behind the scenes and kind of elaborating on this. There's only so many pages and words in a book. So I've always liked speaking words rather than writing them. So I'm really happy to share this podcast with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week for the fourth and the best, in my opinion, of this mini Living Fully book series. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.